Good morning. It's good to see everyone here this morning. So as I'm sure most everyone around here is aware, Paintex is a very procedure-driven site. This was very evident to me just within a few days of starting there. And it's not unique to that site. It's, you know, there's a lot of government-run sites that are also that way. In fact, I'd say most all of them are that way. And compliance is mandatory. If you do not adhere to procedures, then the consequences can potentially lead to you getting fired, or it could lead to injury or things like that. And so, you know, it's very important if you work out there that you follow those procedures. It's not an option; it's required. And while government sites might be a bit of an extreme example, most everything that is done in life has some sort of rules that must be followed. You know, we've got speed limits. We've got, you know, there's just all kinds of things that if we do them, there are guidelines or rules that need to be followed in order to do those things. The healthcare industry has specific rules that must be followed in order to protect patients' health and privacy. Utility companies like Xcel have strict rules that must be followed to ensure the safety of their employees. And pretty much every job has some sort of handbook or code of conduct that must be followed at minimum. But it's not just jobs. I remember a year or two ago, Trevor had a lesson talking about how, his example was on baking, and that if you want your food to taste, whatever you're baking to taste a certain way, you have to follow the recipe. You can't just change things up every time and expect to have the same result. If I buy furniture or a toy that has to be assembled, then I have to put the correct parts in the right places or else it's not going to be assembled correctly. So the thought came to my head shortly after I started working out there that, you know, it's so obvious that there are specific ways that things must be done. If someone wants to keep their job, then they've got to follow the rules. If somebody wants to bake something, they've got to follow the recipe. It's pretty obvious in our lives. Most everything that we do involves some form of structure, and there are rules, however basic they may be, that need to be followed. But then, it seems like for a lot of people, when it comes to serving God, we can do it however we want to. If it makes us happy, then surely God is pleased as well. When we have God's word in front of us, it seems so obvious that we need to be following him as he directs. So why is it that so many people feel that they can do it however they want? Well, first, I'd like to, I think it'd be good to talk about why we have rules in general in the first place. The top priority that companies or individuals should have when doing anything is safety. When you work in an industry that has higher risk of workplace injuries, it's not uncommon to hear them say that they want their employees to return home the same way that they arrived. So that's why they put a lot of those rules in place, is so that, you know, the employees don't risk hurting themselves, hopefully. If a task is not performed correctly, it could result in a potentially catastrophic injury. Our safety is one reason why God has given us his word and why we should follow his commandments. God's word provides safety from the dangers of this world. There are a lot of harmful things in this world that can be avoided simply by following God's word. Deuteronomy 5:33, it says, "You shall walk in all the way which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you will possess." God told the children of Israel that if they wanted things to be well with them and to prolong their days, they should walk in all the ways which God commanded them. While the ultimate meaning of this may have been referring to God's punishment if they disobeyed, I think that it's also applicable in our daily lives as well. If we look at 1 Peter 3, starting in verse 8. It says, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. This passage lists out characteristics and behaviors that Christians should have, and that, if followed, will result in a good life. There are many other passages throughout the Bible that provide similar wisdom. It may seem unfair that there are things that we aren't supposed to do as Christians that the world seems to do all the time. You know, drinking, partying, and other temptations may seem fun and we feel like we're missing out. But as time passes and you look back at the fun that you missed out on, you realize that you really weren't missing out on anything at all. You start seeing people whose lives or families have been ruined by these things. So maybe God really knew what he was talking about when he told us to avoid those things after all. Another reason that there are rules is to provide security. There are many things in the workplace that could potentially need to be protected. You know, there's assets, customer and employee information, and numerous other things. Failing to comply with company rules could result in the security of those things being compromised. In the home, we typically have our own rules that we go by to protect our home and family. It could be something as simple as always making sure that we lock the exterior doors whenever we enter or leave the house. And we might set an alarm. Whatever it is that we do these things to provide at least some measure of safety from people breaking in and harming us or stealing our possessions. God's word also offers us security. We face many dangers and attacks from Satan in this life. We are constantly bombarded at school or work and through things that we watch on TV or listen to. We can only withstand those attacks through knowing and following God's word. If we cannot put on the armor of God like we see in Ephesians 6 if we are not spending time in his word and following it. We see Jesus responding to Satan's temptations with God's word. 1 Peter 5:8 says that we are to be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Knowing and following God's word is the only thing that can protect us from Satan's attacks against us. We won't recognize those attacks, or we won't know how to respond to those attacks if we aren't diligent in following his word and studying and following his word. Third reason for following rules and procedures is for quality. Just like with a recipe, a company does not produce its product following a procedure or set of rules. If a company does not produce its product following a procedure or set of rules, you can be sure that the product will be inconsistently produced and the quality of the product will suffer. If we as Christians are not making sure that we're following God's word, we cannot consistently follow him, and our service to him will not be to the level that it should be. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 16, it says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. We cannot be adequate in our service to God or equipped for every good work without following him. If we want to be what God wants us to be, then the only way we can do that is through his word. And while there are many other reasons and benefits for following rules, I think that the most important reason that we should follow God's commands is found in John 14, verse 15. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. In the next chapter in verse 14, he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Do you love Jesus? Do you want to be his friend? It is impossible to do either and not follow him the way he tells us to follow him. So this brings us back to the question of why it is that so many people seem to feel that they can worship God however they want or however they feel is best. I wonder if, at least in part, it has to do with the fact that we live in a world full of imperfect rules, and often we feel like we know better. And that's true, right? No matter how well-intentioned a rule might be, it can still be poorly written, it can create unintended consequences, or it just flat out doesn't work. We very well may know better and know how to do something better than how we've been told to do it. But this doesn't really work when it comes to serving God. As we know from Psalm 19, verse 7, God's law is perfect. God knows what's best for us. After all, he created us. In Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, God tells us that his thoughts are not our thoughts, or our ways his ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts than our thoughts. God is so much wiser than us. He knows far better than we ever will. And he has laid out in his word how we are to serve him. And so we need to follow follow his word. One example that I like to give a lot when it comes to following him is if you think about somebody having a birthday. If you've been put in charge of planning someone's birthday and you design that party around everything that you love, is that going to be what makes that person happy? If they don't like those things, they're not going to be happy about that. But, I mean, you love it, so they've got to love it too, right? No, that's not how it works. You know, if we want to please somebody, we do things the way that they want them to be done. And it's the same way when it comes to God. If we want to please God, we have his word. He's told us how he wants us to follow him. And so instead of feeling like we know what God would like us to do, we can know for sure what he wants us to do through his word. May we never think that we know better about how God wants us to serve him than what he has laid out for us in his word. There are so many benefits to following God's word in addition to what has been mentioned this morning. But may we always show our love and our desire to have a relationship with him through our obedience to his word.